Steph.
I'm Rimzy.
And I'm Matu.
And this is the Men's Show
Podcast. And this is the Men's Show Podcast.
Count one, two, three, and then y'all say.
Listen, we've tried everything. Don't worry. Right now, we just waited to see when it connects. And when it connects, it's going to connect the right way.
We're on pace for getting it right by the end of the season.
Yeah, at some point, it's going to connect like Natu's beard. But to the matter at hand today, you know, in keeping with our promise to make season three far more engaging by inviting guests. You know, last week we had MJ looking at life after infidelity. And today we wanted to do a part two of an episode that a lot of people have been asking for, which is Questions Women Ask. Part two. Big up Jessica, because that's what we did the first episode with. So it's part two.
Right.
And with us, we have a very special guest all the way in Zoom land, because everything is online now, so nowhere is far. But Nikita is based in Barbados right now. Barbados, my third home. You know, I love Barbados. If you ever get a chance to go to Barbados, please do. Barbados is one of the most exciting places. The unicorn man still over there?
I don't know, you know, but I haven't been seeing him on social media, so I think he's gone.
You think he's gone? I don't know if you all know, bruvs, but there's this man who dresses up like a unicorn, full black, and believes he's a unicorn, and he just pounces all over Barbados. Like, this is what this man does 24/7. I don't know if that's goals, because you must be very wealthy to dedicate your life to being a unicorn and just travel the world and run up and down in a unicorn suit. Some element must of that is good. Goals. Must be nice. So, yes, Nikita, how are you feeling this evening?
I'm good.
By the way, sorry. I need to give Nikita a more well-rounded introduction. So, Nikita is a teacher / sports enthusiast / volleyballer / life coach / what else am I missing after this /
a coach? I teach swimming as well. I don't know. Anything to do with sports.
Anything to do with sports, right? Y'all may not be seeing, but we're gonna post the link in the description so you can follow Nikita and you'll see how much of a sports enthusiast she is and how much of a well-rounded person she is. We don't just bring any and anybody on the show. And so, Nikita, thank you for joining us for this episode.
Thank you for having me.
We are excited to hear the kind of questions that you ask. And we promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the men's truth.
Yeah. Steph promises.
They want to tell the truth, some form of the truth. So, Nikita, over to you.
All right. So, the first question I'm coming out the gates with is, why are men afraid to ask for help to heal?
Why are men afraid to do what?
Ask for help when they're trying to heal. So if they go through something traumatic or something is stressing them or anything of that sort, why do men try to deal with it on their own? Why are they afraid to ask for help?
I mean, one of the reasons has to do with the fact that perhaps previously when we did ask for help, it was either met with ridicule, condescension, or something that perhaps was used against us in the future. So it's just like how all of us learned to avoid fire. You had to get burned, and after that you became more cautious with anything that could cause you that amount of pain. So multiply that by 1,000, and that's perhaps one of the reasons that leads to reluctance, especially when it comes to healing. Because I'm glad that you said help to heal, because oftentimes it is a lot safer for us to try to heal. It might take a longer time, but at least we know that nobody is throwing salt in the wound while attempting to help us to heal. So that's why I think that's one of the main reasons why a lot of men default to just trying to do it on their own.
Another one is just to expound on what Steph said, but another one is that, you know, we've been raised to, you know, think that men should not show emotion, not show weakness. It should be this tall tower strength, and expressing or asking for help in certain situations could come off as a sign of weakness and a sign of vulnerability. And it's just something that was ingrained in us, and it's not necessarily something that is right. It's far from right.
Yeah, yeah.
But that also is something.
So how would you advise females to navigate a male who is closed off, or a male who ends up, because I think that some men develop a level of toxicity because of trying not to, as you say, discuss emotions or feelings. They become so negative about that type of interaction that it becomes toxic. So how do you then give females advice on navigating males who have these type of characteristics or traits?
Honestly, I would honestly tell you, I wouldn't give a female an advice on that, to be honest. And I'll tell you why. If the guy's that way, he has to change that. She could press from now on till tomorrow morning. He's not going to break. Because again, what we said, I mean, it's like a sign of weakness. You understand? So he's going to be like, I'm good. So he has to reach a stage with himself where he realizes that, look, all of this is a bunch of focus. Opening up to someone can actually do a lot of good and can actually do more good than harm. You understand? So telling a man that I'm here for you and all of that, yes, it will do something, but if he's not mentally there, it's like you're just knocking on a door that won't be open. And that's just how I feel.
I guess two things. The classification of that sort of behavior as toxic, it's more about a misunderstanding of the experiences of that particular man that led him to a point where he is more reserved, and that reservation to share his emotions or to let somebody in, and that is interpreted as toxic, which coincidentally perpetuate that cycle, because, you know, you put that label on him that you know, this is a toxic behavior without the context of who that person is. And once they realize that that's what's happening, we tend to become defensive, because the alternative is we would have to become vulnerable to you, which is something we weren't capable or weren't encouraged to do from day one. So I feel like that's another issue. And you know, just to touch on the initial question, I say give a man the space. I feel like that's what we need. It's
don't be too pushy.
It's a strange thing. Yeah, like that's the last thing we want from when we feel like we need to work, we need to heal. Space is very important, and especially like for me, if there's something I'm trying to work through, I appreciate the sentiment of you wanting to help, but because of how, you know, we're grown, and because of, you know, years of sort of practicing to handle those things on our own, any attempt to interfere with that sort of socialization will be seen as an obstruction then to that practice. And so rather than helping, you might actually be hurting it. So just give a man the space and he'll figure it out.
A couple things.
Steph, before you come in. So Michael would have said that women would label the man before they know the context of who he was to lead him to the behavior that he is presenting. Now, a lot of what I'm hearing being repeated is that men are closed off. if I just put it into a simple term, they're closed off because of the way they were socialized or the experiences they've had. So as the female in the situation, who you are, say, giving them the space, you're giving them the time to come to you, whatever the case may be, and they're still not, so you don't have an idea of what has happened in the past because he's not expressive, he's not talking, he's not communicating. The only thing you can do at that point is decide, well, this can't be for me. Like, how else should, that's what I was saying, females are going to ask how, because I know that's where the question came from. A lot of women are trying to understand, how else do we navigate it if it is that you're trying to be patient, if you're trying to give them space, if you're doing all of these things. The only other option then would not be to just leave the situation alone.
So this is,
but then it's said that you're giving up. But
All right. So
let them know that you're there. Knowing that you're there is good. Right? Knowing that you're there is good, but also knowing that you're there and not trying to be too pushy. You have to give, there has to be a certain time for him to open up to you. And men tend to have times when they've gotten over what it is that they break down and they start to open up quite a bit. But in the peak, if you're going to approach a man at its peak when whatever he's going through, you're probably not going to get it. So, I mean, the comfort, and again, it has to do with the type of man and the type of communication and connection that he has with this woman. Because if
and where he is in his life.
Where is that in his life? If I know that you are there and you are genuinely there, and I can come to you when I've come down, when I've simmered, I can come to you and know that I won't be ridiculed, I won't be looked at as less of a quote unquote man, and you'll actually listen or give me some form of advice or whatever the case may be. But it ultimately comes down to the guy. And it ultimately comes down to the level of development that he has, and as Steph said before, where he is in his life. Because you can try with a guy that's mentally stuck in the past and you'll never break through. However, a guy that's willing to work on something, I know that, all right, yeah, I've been closed off. This is what's been happening. My finances is not going so right now. You probably won't get the full story, but you might get parts of it.
So, question, are guys guilty of compounding their issues, though? For instance, how you may have said, like, okay, this one thing may have been bothering you, so you may have been in a bad place at that point in time, but then it's my finances the next week, or the next week is something else.
Let me say something, Nikita. First things first. Consider trying to pack at least 18 to 30 years of resocialization into a 6-month relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of women don't realize. You have put a timeline on what's supposed to happen in a relationship, but you don't understand that this man is trying to resocialize himself out of a certain type of communicating thinking that we mentioned a while ago. And also try to please you in the same time. So it's like we have a saying, take your time, but do quick. That's what you're telling the man. You're giving him the space, but you're also telling him you're on the clock. And if I have to give any woman any advice as it relates to that, leave if you are not equipped. But you cannot tell a sick man that he's toxic for being sick. So that's essentially what it is. Mm-hmm. It is a condition that we've been raised in, but now you want to judge him for not being able to do what you want him to do when it is no fault of his. I was listening to a podcast recently. I think it's the same one that you sent me, Rimzy, about this woman who spent 18 years of marriage with the man, and she left because the man had cancer and started to deal with her emotionally differently. Think about that. She said she left after he recovered, but while he had cancer, he started to talk to her differently, and she felt a way about that. Just think about that for a second. And oftentimes, women want to help men because it makes them feel good, not because it's they are primarily concerned about the man. if they feel good, it's good for their ego that they are able to help, they are able to build, and they are able to change the
right. Yep.
Right? Which is why the timeline comes in, because you want to be able to help and help quickly. No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't offer a hand, but I'm saying the way we look at a man who does not want to discuss certain things, we view it in a far more condescending way than a woman, when compared to a woman who has been broken, traumatized through her life, and the man is supposed to be patient. And if he's not patient, he's not a man, he's not good enough. Accept my flaws. That's what they tell the man. When the man, but if the man were to say, accept my flaws, no way, I'm good enough for that. Too good for that home girl. It's time to leave. Yep. Right? And as a man, I am going to...
Don't settle.
Level up. And as a man, I would say, do that. If that's what you feel, do that. Don't stay with me and be between two minds and you're looking down on me. But I am going to tell you this. The work that you believe you would have put in 6 months or a year, best believe it is helping the man. And chances are the next woman is going to have less work to do. And you better not be bitter about that, because you believe that this was too good for you and you couldn't manage. And I would encourage everybody to see about their mental health before anything else. Mental health second to anybody, relationship or not. You know?
Drop the mic.
I thought the mic was...
Yeah.
Can't say shit. Oh, don't tell me the mic wasn't recorded all this time.
That was nicely put, though. Nicely put.
All right. Next question.
All right. Next question, yeah.
Sorry. So y'all just killed two of my questions at the same time. The next one was, why do men find it difficult to express themselves and be vulnerable? So y'all just killed that.
We didn't kill it. We gave it life.
fair enough. Touche. And then another one I got was, why after the chase do some men stop with the effort? So like compliment the aid. That's why after the chase? Take that one, Anna. Was that all the laughs? Rimsy?
Not two. Let's hear you.
Oh, yeah, man. Not two. Right. Take that one there.
Why we stop complimenting after we've so basically sent us
chasing.
After we've gotten the
complimenting, going on dates, being just. You know, all the effort you would have put in to get the woman. Why does that
seem? It's an easy answer to the question. You get it, okay.
Go on, Rimpi. Go on. Yeah, we take it.
All right, first and foremost, a man likes a challenge, right? Men are driven by challenge, right? Growing up, if a guy tell you, I'm faster than you, you want to run faster than him. There's something about a challenge, the thrill of the chase that just ignites everything inside of us. Again, it depends on what that man wanted from that woman. So if it was a case where he just wanted the physical and he got the physical and it probably wasn't what he expected, then there's not more to get. I guarantee you, if it was what he expected, there's going to be more of whatever he did in the initial stage. If it's a guy that genuinely wants a relationship, so again, as I said, it comes down to what the guy really wants. You understand?
So if they come that good,
if what if they if the coach,
that... you know, is a harsh truth that women need to understand.
If the coochie leave, I'm not going to waste my time. You understand? There's no sense in spending my money carrying eat food.
That's not all. Because sometimes men would commit to the relationship and then still
Okay, you're talking about the committing part. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about a relationship or the
just a relationship.
Me, that's the courting phase. After the courting phase.
Oh, so you're talking now we're in a relationship.
The flame.
Well, that happens in every relationship. I wouldn't narrow it down to a man. Women probably stop complimenting the guy on how he looks. Hey, babe, you know, I like that shirt on you. So there's certain
not things. This woman.
Also. I wouldn't narrow it down to
saying the guy stopped. I would just say that the flame in that relationship just probably needs to spark a little bit more. I mean, maybe they've gotten too familiar. Maybe they need to go out and act like they don't know each other again and meet each other all over and redate each other. Relationships get stale. That's what people need to... I don't know why people feel like it's a fairy tale. People get tired of people when they get in a relationship. It gets stale. It's like a bread. The bread fresh when it come out of the oven and you put it on too long, it gets stale.
So if you're not doing nothing for keep it. Yeah.
If you're not doing nothing, so you have to keep reading.
I'm so mad at you. I just want to eat the bread.
Hold on, Natu. If I met you, every night you start, you were, in the first 3 months, you were wearing sexy lingerie to bed. And you are enticing me sexually. And then the fourth and the fifth and the sixth month, you start wearing some bingo drawers and them something.
I'm the sort of woman that is trying to keep it the same way right through so that you don't get no surprises.
I would narrow that down to communication in the relationship. Not to. Yo.
I have a quote, and it says here that you need to keep your girl on her toes. Be spontaneous. Don't be Mr. Boring, sweet, nice guy. Disappear for days. Ignore calls. Impregnate other women. Be unpredictable. Women love that. And
respectfully.
Be a dick.
You're wrong for that.
I think that's the crux of it. I think it's about how we perceive things. So rather than interpreting it as men have stopped doing those things, like, think of it as the relationship transitioning to a new phase where the concept of, you know, complimenting, which is basically you acknowledging them, you know, you boosting their egos and all of that, like, that becomes something different. So whereas a man, you see, in the initial phase, he would be, you know, constantly after you and giving you a bag of compliments and all of these things. Like, once you accomplish, because you are doing that to an end, and so as a man, and that, that's why I feel like it's very important to set the tone initial. Like, don't be calling no woman 6 times a day in the initial stage. Don't be texting her every hour. Yes. So fellas, here's a trick. Set the bar low. Let me not say low. Here's the trick, guys. Keep things here on this level. For obviously, for people you're listening, so you can't see. But what I'm basically saying is, don't do too much. Do enough, but don't do too much. Keep some in the bag for when you can say, all right, then you have the energy now to try something new. So you go text her 6 times a day. You go video call her randomly. You go instead of weird.
Don't put all the eggs in the basket one time, I should say. Women, same thing. Don't give everything one time.
Don't give it
this one is, time. This is the one point I disagree with, because I think giving more or giving less implies that you're just not being yourself. Just be yourself. Like,
I can be myself and not give all of me.
But all of those things are in response to a stimulus. I don't want to have to give less because of you or give more because of you. I am giving me because this is who I am and this is what I'm comfortable with. If you're all, if you're like, especially women, I know we're talking about men, but women, if your life is always in response to a man, you have given that man all your power.
So when it comes to the chase,
there is nothing wrong with expressing your interest in somebody, right? But I have thrown away this idea that I am the only one chasing you and it's not coming back, which is what I think happens in relationships. So that's the man is chasing. And especially if it was not his real self or true self, man get tired because this is not a facade I can keep up forever.
You are being your true self, so you're giving all of you, and you realize that it's a situation where the person wants, but they don't give. So you are being true. You're giving of yourself wholly, truly.
Yes.
Not holding back. And the other person, on the other hand, is just, they're thriving off of what you give, but then you are being drained because you're not getting that energy in return. So
yeah, one, talk about it. Two, leave. But because if you've spoken about it, and you can decide how many times you want to talk about it, but if it is leaving you depleted more and more every single time, you need to leave before you lose yourself completely. And I say yourself, because if you get to the point that you can't even gauge how much of me is me and how much I should give, and all of these questions that the average person should not have to be figuring out on a daily basis. Somebody told me once, the moment,
energy. I agree.
When you wake up in the morning, if you hear any other voice except your own voice, something you need to do some recalibrating, and loosely.
Unless a landlord call a friend, but yeah, you're right.
But even then, your life needs some recalibrated, especially that when we get to talk about finances again.
What I find interesting, just thinking about the main concept of chasing and the idea of somebody. You know, you're interpreting it as somebody not giving the same effort. And what I find interesting about that is that speaks to a kind of vacuum-like effect, because it sort of speaks to you being in a position where you are constantly expecting, but not necessarily reciprocating that. You know how they say, like, the best way to get a smile from somebody is for you to smile first. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, where it's not necessarily that the man has stopped, you know, but it's that if he's constantly giving, if he's constantly pushing out this energy, like, eventually he's going to run low. And so if it's not something that's immediately reciprocal, like, at least when the man starts running low, you know, take the initiative then to pick up the slack. You know,
yeah.
But the thing about that is instead of what I find with most women is that instead of interpreting that as, all right, it's my time to go, it's my time to pitch, it's my time to push out some energy, they interpret that as, it's my time to leave.
He doesn't love me anymore. I have to put women under the bus, though, for this one. You know, a lot of men are not accustomed to women doing those type of things. So, for instance, like we were saying, where he's at the low, the woman picking up, or like trying to keep a balance, a lot of men aren't accustomed to that, and they don't know what to do with it when they get it. They don't.
That's true.
Yeah, and because of that whole power dynamic in relationship, where if you are chasing after something, the implication then is whatever you are chasing after, whatever you are devoting that energy and effort and time to, it's something that's perhaps more valuable than what you have, or than that, you know what I mean? So you see that thing as being more valuable. And so that sets a very dangerous precedent for those kind of relationships where it's just a continuous chase by one person, because that's how you come to people having this concept that in every relationship there is a reacher and a settler. And so somebody is constantly reaching. That role is often occupied by the man. And somebody is always settling, and that role is often occupied by the woman. And so what she sees is that once a man accomplishes it, he says, all right, yo, this is something I have won. But from the woman's perspective, she wasn't chasing after anything. So it's not something that she has won, but it's something she has settled for. And so that creates a lot of negative energy in those kind of relationships.
I agree with what you were saying, Steph, about staying true to yourself. I had to get comfortable with the idea that I may not be for everybody. So when I get to that point where I feel like, okay, this ain't making sense for me anymore, I'm trying to start letting it go. You may not be able to cut it cold, but you start to pull yourself away from the situation. Because as I was telling Nato, and that's our female that I'm trying to keep it the same right through. So I'm not going to start out hot and heavy. I know it's not something I can maintain. I'm always going to be myself so that you can't tell me, oh, you were this way one time. I know you're... No, I'm Nikita right through. Mm. Nobody else. And I just try to keep it interesting. Yep. I am that person who... I like to not keep things boring. If that makes sense. Instead of being boring and then trying to spice it up, I try to not let things get boring. So I try to maintain the interest, the peak the interest all the time. If I do something one time, the next time I do it, I go on top. Like, that's my personality as a female. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Some men don't know what to do with it. And that's just the reality. Just the reality. So you don't need to try to make the man see that value.
It always comes back on you. Always say, oh, you were such busy. All right, thank you. I appreciate
it. We applaud you. We applaud that, you know?
Honestly, it's hard to continue to be that for somebody when you know that you're not getting it back. But you just gotta tell yourself you gotta be that for yourself. It's real hard. Mm-hmm. It's real, real hard. Exactly. Because you tell yourself how many times you're gonna fail to succeed, but you never know when success can come. If I quit now, the next one might be my husband.
You never know. Men's truth might help you find that, you know, we have that Midas touch. You never know. The right person just might hear this and say, who that?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
The lingerie one, tall. So, you know, I accustomed to having my conversations with males. So my lingerie world, tall.
Not too. I'm going to see you take up some alcohol and I'm
going to see you. Akron Royal.
May I have a drink to a big stuff, then, is it? I have to drink.
Akrona?
All right, this is one that we talked about. Is it okay for a financially stable man to tell a woman she does not make enough money for him to date her?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The woman would tell the guy that. Their woman that tells
yes.
men
yes. that. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. Plain and simple. Yes. Yeah. There is no gray area. Yeah. Yes.
Next, Evie.
We don't even need to. Come on.
Evie.
I mean, like, everybody's just like, of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Easy.
But you know, there's some men that wouldn't know. Like,
no, yeah, but I that's mean, but that, but that's your choice. But yeah. But the way you framed it a while ago, if that is that man's standard, by all means, because if the shoe were on your foot, and we hear about that all the time.
What do you mean standards? That men don't have standards. What are you talking about? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly.
That's another conversation.
Simple one.
That's
simple
how you don't Nikita. Have standards?
No, he's just being a rubber rouser, devil's advocate. You know, but yes, we've been told that men don't have standards. We've seen that.
Some men.
Right.
Some men.
Oh, but some women don't either.
But like, for instance, okay, say you met a woman who, say she was attractive, she had good things going for her, she wasn't making money, you could see in your future being beneficial to your.
I say that next question you're asking. No, I might not do it, but for the man who believes, yeah. But if a man feels strongly about that, by all means, by all means.
Simple.
All right. Oh, I want to hear the response to that one. The man's a high value man.
The man a date.
A high value man. Bro. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Level up.
Y'all women done writing all the books, so you know, and the 8-figure nigga.
Yeah.
And he's looking for me.
Eight figures, you know, level up, mm-hmm. you know, and don't want no brokey, you know, all of these things, you know.
The Sierra prayer and all these things.
As I was growing up, as I was growing up, I used to find that men had this tendency to put their boys, before their relationship. What are y'all's thoughts on balancing? Because I believe there should be a balance, or the relationship, depending on where you intend to take it, should probably have a little more precedent than the boys' thing. But there's some, as I was saying, some that would make it seem like it was more important than the relationship that they were in. To the point that you had to wonder if the men just give them sex. Like, that's how much these men.
I think the problem lies, there's an underlying problem there, and it comes down to comparison. What I can get from my masculine friends, the woman can't give me that. And that is just long and short of it. There's nothing else deeper. There's no going around. What I can get from them, you are my woman. Can't give me that.
Yeah.
And it might sound away, but it's just something that we have to accept. What you can get from your female friends, there's no in God's name I'm going to be able to do that.
Simple.
So there shouldn't be a comparison. Right. I don't think there should be a comparison drawn there. And that is the thing with women. Women, sometimes they want so much attention that they don't realize that there's sometimes a man needs masculine energy.
Simple.
But it goes back to the ego.
And you'd be better off with a man, especially if you're a highly feminine woman. You'd be better off with a man that surrounds himself with positive masculine energy. Mm-hmm. So it's not a case where
you heard the word you said before masculinity. Say it again.
Positive. No, but the thing is you. Positive. You. The thing is you. You.
You're talking positive men here. So we never talk in that light.
But the thing is, you know, that's the thing, Nikita. You as a woman can't define what positive should be for him. Because I have some friends on I won't say both sides of the law, in every scope of life that some people might disagree with, but our history and the connection that we have cannot be broken. And the benefit of that relationship cannot be defined by any external standard. No.
When I look at positive, I don't see positive as what you thought. I agree with you. I have people from different walks of life in my life as well, and everybody has a different purpose, a different role, or a different effect on the way I see things and do things. So because my friend like smoke weed, don't mean that they're not a positive influence on me. I choose not to indulge in some of the things they might do outside our friendship. I just give them the example. But my friends smoke weed. Some people may see that as a bad influence on me, but I don't. Yeah. That's their choice.
I'm talking about the value, because it is negative only when it is becoming a burden to the man and he's still doing it. But there is some value that relationship has. But Rimsey said, you know, we usually talk about male ego, but everybody has ego, including women. And oftentimes it's an ego trip when the woman feels like she's able to provide every single need in that man's life.
Yeah.
So oftentimes the comparison, as Rimzi said, between your brethren and yourself is only because you feel like you should also be providing what his friends are providing.
But don't you think, as you guys
I'd go so far as to say that a man, if you are in a relationship with a man who gives you the impression that you are providing, or if you are in fact providing everything for him, you have a premium, isn't it?
True.
You have it.
Because very, 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 very true. Yeah. Very true. Very true. Yeah. Very, very, very true.
But I think
that is not an honest man.
That concept of having to be surrounded by friends constantly changes. I've seen it. I've seen somebody go, because I'm not with my ex anymore, but I can tell you, for instance, when we were first together in our younger days, he was caught up on friends. Everything must be doing what his friend's doing. But no, I find that he's in a different place. Yes, he still socializes with his friends, but he's not chasing that doing what they're doing kind of mentality.
Let me not cut you, but let me point something out, and let me draw a contrast here. You see, we're talking about men. I don't feel it can be a general topic. Because let me tell you why I said that. Humans, I'm going to make it wide. Humans, but we're talking about men specifically. There's different stages in your life that you go through, right? Hmm? So the guy that you might be referring to, or the question that you may be posing based on a guy at a different level in his life, where he just want to run up and down. You understand? It's when you're talking to these three men, true men, we're going to give you an answer on a different altitude, because that's where we are. But we can still answer from where we were. You understand? Mm-hmm. Yes,
Where
I used to be when I used to run up and down with my friends. I never want no man to call me phone or bother me. But that was at a different level. Right now, the conversation.
And that was necessary at that level too.
Why was it necessary? Being devil's advocate to hear. But why was it necessary?
Because there are certain things I needed to experience then that I wouldn't do now, pretty much. So there are certain things you have experienced and know that, all right. There are certain lessons you must learn. There are those certain things that you have experienced as a man before you can get to a certain stage where it's like, all right, I'm going to put on childish things. And now, if I am getting a certain energy from my masculine men, then that's different. I know how to give my woman her time. So when it's your time. It's not that they are more of a priority, but over you, but they're important on hold.
I'd like to hop in there as well, because I feel like something that is romanticized a lot, particularly in in teen relationships, or you know, the social media goals. I'm sure you've probably come across at least one of these videos where you see a woman crying when a man is about to leave home, like, oh, her face when I spent all day with her and I'm about to leave, you know. And that is kind of like a microcosm of the whole concept that, you know, a woman and women, you are victims of this as well. You are socialized to believe that you can provide everything for a man. And the reality of it is that even if you could, a man does not want everything from you. You see me? And another part of that is the different relationship that we've had. And I don't know if I'm wrong with saying this, but the perception is that women seem to, you know, women, they every year you see the post like, oh, may I cut off some of these friends? Like, may I cut off some of these friends? You know, they never really were my friends and all of that. And men don't seem to have that. Like, we have friends from basic school up to now. And so even though they're not very active in our lives, like, we still maintain those connections and we value them separate and apart from our relationship. Now, one of the things that when you find that you are thinking about a man's relationship with his male friends as, you know, you losing time with him, then you need to check yourself. Like, you need to question why you feel threatened by the man's relationship with his male friends, because he won't be coming to you for what he will be getting from his male friends. And even, and I know you said this in jest, but a lot of women have this idea about it where I must say, oh, what I pump my get from them, why I'm around them so much. And so that is the sort of condescension that Steph spoke of when you know, you're not getting everything from the man, and the man chooses to divide his attention. And so you start to condescend his, you trivialize his relationships then, basically. Because I see, like, why are you hanging around your friends so much? And it's not like men are incapable.
What you can handle from what you can't handle too. Because as you said, men go through different stages in life. And if you meet a man at that stage, you have to determine, are you willing to manage with what is going to come with him at that stage? Or,
just one more thing. I'd like, relationships really need space. Like, even if you're married, like, you still need space from your spouse. And so what you do, you utilize that creatively. And so you don't just take away yourself from your spouse, but you put that attention elsewhere. So it doesn't look like you're simply just avoiding your spouse, even if it's necessary to. But you're productively using your time in isolation away from the person you're in a relationship with and investing it into something valuable, which is the boys. You have a break, a cold run out with the boys every now and again. So,
Nikita, you know what a fair thing is?
One thing a lot of women do that men have never asked them to do. Give up your friends for me. So high school, it happened. Even now, some people do it. They find a man and they feel that this means that you need to cut off all of your girlfriend. I never asked you. So when you've done that, now you're looking at me like, why are you not doing the same thing? We never talk about that. This has never been a conversation that we had. So now you are judging me based on the fact that your quote-unquote friends are so easy to cut off. I have friends that we've been friends for 30 years. No lie. And again, this is how we try to fast track things in relationships. So you are now saying that my friendship for 28, 29, 30 years should be pushed to the side because you just come in the picture for 6 months.
Yeah.
And if I choose not to, then you hear some gay or something I get from him, which again, it goes back to the thinking that men don't think or talk about anything else except sex. The reason why we congregate in high school among ourselves is because we learn about finances. We learn about anger management. We learn about how to deal with failure and competition. We learn math, English, all of these things.
But
might sound surprising to women. Not even primarily. No. It's a significant part. But just consider. Just consider, lady.
I love how that comment from me lit a fire on the all your asses. But like everybody ready.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. Like, just half consider.
Half the time we ain't talking about women.
Half the time, and that's another toxic trait of the culture, because we don't talk about women half the time among ourselves. But when we get around women or a woman we're interested in, we overcompensate this sexual side of us because we feel like that's what you want to hear to feel validated.
Yep.
It is actually not attractive to me. I kind of don't like when you come to me with too much of that. It's more of a turn
off. No, not sex, not sex in terms of how attracted I am to you. Like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful.
Yeah,
you're sexy.
Exactly.
In the courting. Right? And if the man not talk finances, Rimsey, you notice if the man not talk finances or the other areas of your life, he's really not that into you. There's a movie name, sir, right? He's not that into you.
You have to be
Nikita. I thought you're gonna ask us some questions about, you know, the sex and all of that. But anyway, We won't get into that tonight. I mean, you lost the chance. You know,
you have to come back. You have to call me back for an episode on that.
Oh, man, you brought PG. Come on, man. I thought you was going to come with like some rated R.
Listen. Come remember, on, we still have Men's Truth After Dark, and we still have Men's Truth After Dark. You know.
Invite me to Men's Truth After Dark, man.
Jesus.
Why will I?
But I want me come prepared after dark too.
Jesus Christ.
Look at that too.
Hold on. I'm going live after that. That's what you said.
She said, Jesus Christ. On that note.
Listen.
Step on that note. Close
on that note, Nikita, thank you. I think we definitely illuminated some things. Plain talk, good manners today, you know. Some things that we usually think about, but we hardly talk about. And it's funny because even in season 3, there are still some things that's still left unanswered. So thank you very much for your questions. And challenging us as well, you know. But gentlemen, before we go out, I definitely want to big up all the listeners in Barbados. First, we started with Nikita, but we have a huge following in Kenya. Big up all the Kenyans, you know, for anybody in Kenya, if you want to join the episode, send us an email or send us a message on IG. We'd love to bring you on. We have a following in Russia. It's amazing how far we've arrived, so we're grateful for the listeners. We have a cult following and we're grateful for that. And we did it with no features, no promo, nothing, no features, you know, so we're grateful for all of the listeners. Again, Nikita, thank you so very much.
Very, very attractive, intelligent, well-rounded gentleman.
I can't blush. They think I show up on my skin tone, but thank you so very much. But ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Men's Truth. Rimsey, what do you have to tell the people?
Legendary.
Peace.
Yeah,